रविहारी जाय।
राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धारे, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धारे, राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरा बन चारियम, यमुना तीरा बन चारियम, राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धारे, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरा बन चारी यमुना, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज विचारी स्तोत्र सचिव अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिदान गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज विचारी सूत्र सचिवक्ति सिद्धांत सतुठाक महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन विविटी फाउंडाचार्य डिवाइन कृष्ण प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। न नामाचार्य श्री हरदत्त ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंडगिरि गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। श्री श्री नवदीप द्वारका धाम की जय। श्री धाम मायापुर धाम की जय। यमुना मई गंगमयी की जय। तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय। साम वेद भक्त वृंद की जय। युग धर्म हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय। अवर लविंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स डिवाइन ग्रेस मोस्ट मर्सीफुल सेवियर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड जगत गुरु सिलभुवाद की। जगत गुरु सिलभुवाद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की जय। निकाय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल बोली। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल बोली। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु ओम। अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामायं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरं वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सागण रघुनाथमिदं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं राधाकृष्णपादं सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखावितम्। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपी का कांत श्री राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि। वांछाकल्पदर्वेश्या कृपा सिंधु वैभवचा पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो टुगेदर। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त। हरे कृष्ण हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे राम 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 विष्णु। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी उच्चारण Dear devotees, brothers and mothers, everybody is welcome here in New Ramadeti Dham, Attachua. Pushkar has given the name Attachua. Everybody is welcome. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरं चैव नरोत्तमां। देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीर्य नष्ट प्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेविया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भक्ति नैष्टिके
बिफोर साइटिंग द श्रीमद् भागवतम विच इज अवर वेरी मीन्स ऑफ कॉन्क्वेस्ट
I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the
archer,
unto Srila Shukadeva Goswami Maharaj, a great insider,
unto
Srila Parikshit Maharaj,
a great insider,
unto Srila Prabhupada, the loving,
is expected to submit its official application to be made.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 7, Text 22. Indra offends Brihaspati. Please repeat. Sasyam. Tasyayam anasyayisit anas excuse me anayasyasit anayasyasit parebhyo ma prabhava प्रेक्षिनेभ्याम प्रेक्षिनेभ्याम स्वा वेरिभाया समृद्धानाम चा या सुरा तस्यायम अनयस्याशेत परेभ्यो वा पराभवा परीक्षीने भया स्वावीरभ्या समृद्धानां च यत्सुरा तस्यायम् अनयस्यासे परेभ्यो वा परिभावा परीक्षिनेभ्या स्वावीरभ्या समृद्धानां च यत्सुरा Mothers,
tasya that, I am this, anayasya of your ungrateful activity. Asit was, parebhya by others, va of all of you, parabhama the defeat, prikshanebhya although they were weak, swaveribhya by your own enemies who were previously defeated by you, samaridhanam being yourself very opulent, cha and ya which, sura or demigods. Translation please repeat. Because of your misbehavior toward Brihaspati, you have been defeated by the demons. My dear demigods, since the demons, very weak, having been defeated by you several times, how else could you, who were so advanced in opulence, be defeated by them? Purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of Great ISKCON. The Devas are celebrated for fighting with the Asuras perpetually. In such fights, the Asuras were always defeated. But this time, the demigods were defeated. Why? The reason, as stated here, was that they had offended their spiritual master. Their impudent disrespect of their spiritual master was the cause of their defeat by the demons, as stated in the Shastras. When one disrespects a respectable superior, one loses his longevity and the results of his pious activities, and in this way one is degraded. Dear devotees, important point here is that demigods, they offended their guru, Brihaspati. Brihaspati is the spiritual master of the demigods. And he is not an ordinary personality. He is a very respectable Brahmin and very, very advanced. So, in the previous verse it was mentioned that why, you know, these demigods disrespected? Because they were, you know, materially very opulent. Material enjoyment, material opulence is mentioned. Lord Brahma said, O best of the demigods, unfortunately, because of madness resulting from your material opulence. So material opulence is the greatest impediment on the path of devotion. One who is trying to be materially opulent or trying to enjoy, you know, his senses, then spiritually he becomes weak and weak. He cannot make progress on the spiritual path. So, the king of heaven, Indra, was very proud of his position. When Brihaspati came, he didn't stood up and respected him. He disrespected him. So, result was that they were defeated by the demons. Demigods were defeated by the demons. So now, they are in great difficulty. Demigods and great difficulty. So, important point here, Srila Prabhupada making this point in his purport, that the spiritual master was the cause of their defeat by the demons. As stated in the Shastra, when one disrespects the respect of his superior, one loses his longevity and the result of his poison. So, we have to actually return back home, back to God. This human forms of life is given to us by Sri Krishna so that we make progress on this spiritual path. We become advanced more and more spiritually and situate ourselves properly. And proper situation, as it is described by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, is that Anna Vilashata Shunyam Gyan Karmadi Navratam Ankullena Krishnanu Shilnam Bhakti. No more material desire. Shunyam means zero. No more material desire. And there's no need of knowledge also. Gyan, karma. No need of karma, of course. There's no need of knowledge also. Gyan Karmadi Navratam Anukullena Krishna, and one perform favorable devotional service to Sri Krishna. That is the proper situation. So, by Prabhupada's mercy, I found one book. It is written by one Gaudiya Vaishnava. I feel that this book is a wonderful book. In this book, the title of this book is that the obstacles on the path of devotion. What are the obstacles? So the references are there from Chaitanya Charitamrita, from Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, other our predecessor acharyas in this book. The question answers. One devotee is asking the question, and the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Gaur Kripa, is answering. He said that the devotee is asking this question, that I am staying here in Vrindavan, chanting the holy name, associating with saintly person, but I am not able to make progress. I am not progressing spiritually. There is no emotion, no bhava. So what is the reason? Question is asked. Then answer is, you must be committing offenses. Offense. Here, offense at the feet of Brihaspati, the spiritual master of demigods. They were doomed, demigods were doomed, they were defeated by the demons. So, we all have to become very, very careful not to commit any offense. Actually, nobody should be offensive to anybody. But devotees should be very, very careful, because devotees, they want to return back home, back to Godhead. If devotees are offensive, if they commit offense to each other or anybody, then the progress is checked. Automatically we will progress towards death. Death is coming close and close. Death is approaching. Yesterday has died from my life, is not going to come back again. I have come one day more close to death. I am coming close to death, but I am not coming close to Krishna. Why? Because of my so many offenses. Of course, it's mentioned by Srila Narottam Thakur in this song, very nice song, is talking about offense at the feet of the spiritual master. Praying to the lotus feet of the spiritual master. Eivare karuna karo Vaishnava Gosai. Eivare karuna karo. Patita pavana tuma bina ke ho nahi. Patita bina ke ho nahi. Ei var karuna karo Vaishnava Gosai. Jahara nikat gele paap dur jaye. Jahara nikat gele paap. Eman dayalu Prabhu keva kotha paaye.
हे मन दयालु प्रभु केवको हे वार करुणा करो वैष्णव गोसाई हे वार गंगारा परश हैले पश्चाते पावन गंगारा परश है पश्चात दर्शने पवित्र करो ए तो मार गुण पवित्र करो ए वार करुणा करो वैष्णव गोसाई ए वार करुणा हरि स्थाने अपराधे तारे हरि नाम हरि तुम स्थाने अपराधे नहीं परित्राण तुम स्थाने ऐ वार करुणा करो वैष्णव गोसाई ऐ करुणा तुम्हारा हृदय सदा गोविंद विश्राम तुम्हारा हृदय सदा गोविंद को है ने मोरा वैष्णव प्राण गोविंद ऐ वार करुणा करो वैष्णव गोसाई प्रति जन्मे कोरी आशा चरने राधूली प्रति जन्मे कोरी नरोतमे कर दया अपना रावली नरोतमे ऐ वार करुणा करो वैष्णव गोसाई ऐ वैष्णव गोसाई
हरि स्थाने अपराधे तारे हरि नाम तोम स्थाने अपराधे नाही परिक्रम इफ समवन ऑफेंड्स हरि बाय चैंटिंग द होली नेम ऑफ हरि हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम राम ही कैन न्यूट्रलाइज दैट ऑफेंस एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ हरि But anyone who offends the spiritual master, no paritram, one cannot neutralize that. Unless the spiritual master forgives his activity. It's said by our very, very exalted, great Mahabhagavad Vaishnava Srila Narottama Das Thakur. Hari sthane aparade tare hari naam, toma sthane aparade nahi paritram. So, offense. We should meditate on this. We should be very, very careful. You know, if we bother someone for no reason, or trouble someone no reason, in the chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada is talking about this hinsa. Hinsa in general sense means don't kill anybody, don't destroy anybody. But Prabhupada is giving very nice explanation of this. What is the real meaning of hinsa? He's saying that non-violence is generally taken to mean not killing or destroying the body. Non-violence. But actually non-violence means not to put others into distress. We should not put anybody into distress. Suppose I am given a big position by Guru Gauranga and Krishna and I misuse that and my inferiors, I bother them for no reason, I torture them, then I am committing great offense. Why Prabhupada was so successful? Because he never put anybody into distress. He helped everyone, he encouraged everyone because of his transcendental situation. don't mind my frankness. No, we see if somebody is on big position, he thinks that he is everything now. But it's temporary. Everything is temporary in this material world. So we should not put anybody into distress. People in general are trapped by ignorance. Why we put others into distress? Because we are in ignorance. In the material concept of life. Material concept of life is ignorance. And they perpetually suffer material pains. So unless one elevates people to spiritual knowledge, which Prabhupada did, he elevated us to spiritual knowledge. One is practicing violence. If one is not elevated spiritually, he is practicing violence. One should try his best to distribute real knowledge. Prabhupada is telling all of us. All of you are Prabhupada's followers. Prabhupada is saying, one should try his best to distribute real knowledge to the people so that they may become enlightened and leave this material entanglement. That is non-violence. Very, very important point here. So, offense. If I am torturing someone for no reason, I am committing offense at that soul. That soul may be junior to me, or maybe in a junior body, or whatever it may be. I think I am superior, I am big. That doesn't mean superior, doesn't behave like that. Prabhupada was our superior, but he, you know, Shruti Kirti was telling me once, actually spoke in general, and then I had a discussion with him. And so Prabhupada will ask Shruti Kirti, can you give me massage? Shruti Kirti said that, Prabhupada, I am here to serve you. What do you mean, can? It's my duty to serve you. Prabhupada means, speaking is so polite, so wonderful. He says, you give me massage. No. Can you give me massage? This is Prabhupada. This is the greatness of Prabhupada. And I have seen, you know, Prabhupada's greatness is so wonderful, so great. I cannot describe his greatness. His humility, his tolerance, his purity, his greatness is beyond my, you know, brain to express this. Prabhupada was transcendental personality. So devotees, we all have to progress towards Krishna. We have to make progress on this path of devotion so that there is emotion. Emotion arise in our heart. Emotion is there, but because of my offenses, because of my impurity, because of my conditioned state, they're gone. No emotion. I have no power. No emotion. I am emotionless. So with the devotion, the emotion will come. Bhava will come. And when? If there is no emotion, I mentioned before also, then only commotion, as mentioned. Problem, you know. No emotion, no bhava. Commotion. And then? No promotion. No promotion to the spiritual world. So we need to be promoted to the spiritual world. Actually, Prabhupada wanted us, all of us, to go back home, back to Godhead. This is the nature of pure devotees. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he is worried. Lord Nrisimhadev asked him, Prahlad, are you worried for your liberation, my Lord, by your mercy? My mukti is standing at my doorstep with folded hands. He said, what is your worry? He said, I am only worried for these rascals in this material world. They are trying to make a permanent home in a temporary situation. How they are going to be delivered, this is my only worry. Devotees are worried for others. We are lost in this material world in sense enjoyment. But devotees are worried for us. Now I have seen Prabhupada is worried for everyone. And Prabhupada, ocean of qualities. So many qualities, but one quality I saw in Prabhupada, there is no partiality. Please don't mind my frankness, this is my nature. But no, so much partiality is there. Here is my man, doesn't matter what he is doing, he is my man. Here he is my enemy, he is very good, but he is my enemy, he is nonsense. Partiality, Prabhupada, I have seen no partiality. I have seen, witnessed with my own eyes, in Vrindavan 1975 when he gave me the opportunity to serve him. So, one of Prabhupada's god brother, Bhaktisnath Maharaj's disciple, he will come and massage Prabhupada. Junior god brother can massage senior Prabhupada, he's a transcendental. So, Prabhupada let him do that. And then devotee saw him. He's very Prabhupada's god brother and very close to Prabhupada. Then he will go to the kitchen, DT kitchen, start cooking. Devotee won't say anything. Respectable, he's a uncle guru. So when he will go, he will take ghee and sugar with him. Steal ghee and sugar from the DT kitchen. He made this practice practical every day. Devotees were, you know, fed up. Nobody will say anything to him because his Prabhupada god brother. One day, Dhananjaya was president that time. He came to Prabhupada and I was also there. He burst his Prabhupada. He said, yes. You know, your god brother who massages you, yes. Prabhupada steals from DT kitchen.
What? Prabhupada was so angry, I'm telling you. He steals from DT kitchen? Since how long he's doing?
Prabhupada, long time.
Why you didn't tell me?
Prabhupada is your god brother.
What do you mean god brother? God brother means steal from DT kitchen? Kick him out.
He was kicked out, you know. Then we never saw him again.
So he's no partiality. This god brother was Bengali. Prabhupada is from Bengal. He didn't say, oh my god, but let him steal, it's okay. He didn't say that. Kick him out, he said. I witnessed, I heard. No partiality. No, so much partiality. You know, if I see my own caste or my Bengali or white or brown or black or this, I side with them. No, that's not proper. We should side with the truth. No partiality. We should be impartial. Prabhupada was, you know, storehouse of wonderful qualities. So many qualities I have noticed in him. Very fair. You know, one thing happened with me. He was going to become GVC, but he was acting like a GVC. 1974 in Africa, but then my GVC, he will go to the hotel. I was in Africa that time. He will go to the hotel and stay there for 1 week or 10 days. Hotel. What a sannyasi has to do in the hotel, you know? So one live member who was helping us very much, he came and complained to me. I said, your sannyasis can go and stay in the hotel. I said, no. I said, but you have such and such stayed in the hotel. I have a proof. You were seen there in the hotel. So I confronted my big sannyasi. I said, Maharaj, I was Brahmachari that time. Maharaj, you stayed in that such and such hotel? Who said this? I said, one live member. Is a live member means books, live membership card, magazine, nothing else. It was live member, cannot say anything. I said, Maharaj, I don't agree with you. So then he, you know, misbehaved with me very badly. Above that, he wrote to Prabhupada. And all that devotees joined with him. They signed with him because he's a big guy. I am small fry there. And he signed his Prabhupada. His activities are questionable. This and that and so many things. And I didn't write anything to Prabhupada, but somebody else wrote for me, who witnessed everything. And Prabhupada knows everything. He knew everything. Instead of writing, he knew everything. So Prabhupada wrote him back. He said, why you misbehaved with me? This is not the management. You apologize him. Prabhupada wrote, I have that original letter of Prabhupada written to him. You apologize him. He never apologized, but now he's in Bigmai, he's in Florida. He's from Florida area somewhere, you know. He's also from Florida. So point here is, Prabhupada didn't, partially, he was not partial to the GVC. Whatever GVC says, saying is right, and this small fry, whatever he's saying is wrong. No. This is pure duty. That's why Prabhupada was able to attract everyone. Man, woman, white, black, brown, Hindu, Muslim, Christian. Everybody was running towards Prabhupada. Why? Because of his purity, his proper decision, no partiality. Eh? If somebody is wrong, he will tell him you are wrong. If somebody is right, he will encourage him. He will, you know, pat on his back.
This was wrong.
Why we got so many problems now? We should understand. We should address to these problems. Because so much partiality is there. And since Prabhupada is gone, once I gave a report, 100% true report to the GVC, to you know, find out. And when my GVC got with her, but was examining, since I am sitting there, it's 13-page report, truth is written in that, and that I am watching, he throw that report in the dustbin in front of me. He doesn't care for my report. So, very unfortunate, but my heart was broke. I said, what is this? I kept quiet, I didn't say anything. But Prabhupada was very great. So anybody who was offensive at the feet of Prabhupada, you know, lost everything. So Prabhupada also said one, he used to say that Puna Musika Bhava, you become the mouse again. When we are offensive at the feet of the spiritual master, then we cannot progress spiritually. We cannot make any spiritual progress. And Srila Prabhupada, they say, you know, Shakta Veshavata, and empowered incarnation. We should not minimize the greatness of Prabhupada. Lord Chaitanya predicted 518 years back, Prithivitya Choyatra Nagaradi Gram, Sarvatra Pachar Hoivamuranam. Bhakti Manoj Maharaj is very, very exalted Vaishnava. He worked very hard, but he predicted in future if Vaishnava is going to born and he is going to take this Krishna conscious to the whole world. Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj was so powerful. Great Vaishnava, loyal guru. But Srila Prabhupada was chosen for this work. It means he has a special mercy of Krishna, Radharani, Gaurita Panchatattva. He was empowered to spread Krishna consciousness. So we have to be very, very careful. Not to offend anyone, but especially we must be very careful. We must be very respectful to Srila Prabhupada. It's not that we should think of Prabhupada is no more, he's just sitting here, statue. No, he's here. I want to share one, you know, miracle with all of you. Can I do that? Our GVC agrees? You agree? You won't mind? Thank you. Just recently, by Prabhupada's mercy, Udhampur Temple was open on 19th of August. And then I was there for the opening, and by Prabhupada's mercy, no obstacle, no, what do you call, problem. Very nice grand opening. So many people came. And governor of the state was the chief guest, and one minister, one MP, so many other dignitaries came, and wonderful. Then Janmashtami was celebrated, and there was about 1 mile queue to have a darshan of the deities. Big queue, 1 mile long queue. About 150,000 people came for darshan on Janmashtami. Then there was Radhashtami. I was there for Radhashtami. Radhashtami day, what happened? That we have hired one flower decorator to decorate the temple. So, this decorator, they work at night, the whole night, they work with daytime, they are busy, people are coming for darshan, he cannot do his job. For midnight, his one man was climbing on the stair and decorating, and he was holding the stair. So while holding the stair, and next to him is a Prabhupada's Vyasasana. We didn't put the Vyasasana there, we put in the front. You can ask this question, why? Because we stand in front of a pure devotee, that is the offense. To stand in front of him, consciously or unconsciously, I feel it's not good. So we put Vyasasana in the front, you know. There's the altar, main altar, then Prabhupada's Vyasasana, then Ram, Lakshman, Janaki and Hanuman. So he was decorating the main altar, flowers. He looked to Prabhupada, just, you know, by chance he looked to Prabhupada. What he saw? Prabhupada looking at him. He was scared.
a deity, you know. When you look closely, what you saw closely, Prabhupada breathing. It's not a dream, actually, I'm telling you. Then he came down, he couldn't breathe, the deity breathing. And yes, I was like this. Then we had a guard, night guard. He came running and he called the night guard. He said, come and see what's happening to the deity. That Guruji's deity. He brought the guard. When he brought the guard, then Prabhupada. So then he was scared. This flower man was scared. Then he went down and lie down for 45 minutes. He fell asleep. Then what he saw in the dream? Prabhupada sitting near his head for 45 minutes. All the time. And when he left, he said, I'm taking so much from here. It never happened in my life like this. Point I'm making is, the Prabhupada is here, present. Jai Jagdish was there. Jai Jagdish, how you felt there? In Udhampur? How you felt in Udhampur when you were there? Huh? You like, huh? He said that, is it different from a Lachua? You know, is it different? Yeah. Is that right? You said that? Yeah. And the representative of our GBC, you know, Shesha Prabhu, is the representative of their GBC from Vrindavan? Prince Hari? Is the GBC also? No? Is the Gurukul in charge? Eh? Brijbihari came and he was also very happy. And some others came. So Prabhupada is present and he is ready to bless us. And many civil happening has taken place in Udhampur. Not only but with this flower man, many other people reports like that. They say, we saw Prabhupada breathing. We saw him doing like this, you know. And anyone who comes and pray to Srila Prabhupada, he fulfilled their desires. One, a lady had a, you know, this paralysis, facial paralysis. Doctor said cannot be cured. And then by Prabhupada's mercy, by the mercy of deities, Gauranga Mahaprabhu Radha Krishna, she was cured. Now she doesn't get married. She said, I don't want to get married because I promised Krishna, if you will cure me, then I won't get married and I will serve you for the rest of my life. And cancer, several cancer patients, brain tumor, Prabhupada is doing miracles. So I invite all of you to come and see yourself. And when you come there, your boarding lodging will be free. We won't charge anything from you. You can stay. He stayed for 3 weeks. Did we charge anything from you? You stayed there 3 weeks. Did we charge anything from you? Any money we charge? Everything was there. We don't charge from anyone. Huh? That place? We will give you the address. It's near Delhi. From Delhi, by road, by plane, less than hour. From Delhi, by road, maybe 8 to 10 hours. By train, 11 hours. So, please come and see. And actually, his mother Yamuna, she came about 12 years back, 13 years back. 13? 13 years back when she came there, this new temple was not there, old temple. She liked there so much and she said, I don't want to go, I want to stay here. I said, no, get out of here, I don't want you to stay here. She wanted to stay, is that right? She said, I want to stay. No, but now she is not coming when everything is there. Anyway, she is planning to come. So that place, Prabhupada is there and it's blessing so many. And plus, I want to tell you one thing. Prabhupada is preaching there to Muslims also. Big, big Muslim officers are coming to the temple. One government minister came. Big guy. You know Muslims, they don't bow before the deities, you know. He came and paid his obeisances. Muslim. Then he said, we don't bow down. We are Muslims. We don't bow down. But this is the house of God. God is here. Allah is here. So that's why I bow down.
They don't bow down before the deities. They bow down five times a day before nothing. Nothing is there. Is that right? Now you can see him everywhere. He is everywhere. You can. Yeah, because they are pure. They eat the flesh, which is animal slaughter in a very bad way, you know. Halal. They are pure, you can see. You know, Lord Chaitanya, you are calling them pure, and Lord Chaitanya was worried for Muslims. He is talking to Haridas. He is very knowledgeable. Talking to Haridas, how these Yavanas are going to be delivered. So, my Lord, why? The way they slaughter the animals. They torture the animals so much, you know. Cut little throat and say some prayers. And the poor animal is suffering. And he's tired. Doesn't matter, cow or goat or any animal. Even chicken is slaughtered. Lord Chaitanya was very. So then Srila Haridas Thakur said, my Lord, by your mercy they will be delivered. How, Haridas? They say haram. Haram is condemned in the language. This is Agyat Sukriti. Unknowingly they are chanting your name, my Lord, by your mercy they will be delivered. Actually, Lord Chaitanya is worried for everyone. Lord Chaitanya, such a merciful Lord. And Prabhupada is also like his Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. Prabhupada is also worried for everyone. So, dear devotees, we should not offend anyone. He may be, devotee may be very small, in my eyes may be very insignificant, but I don't know how great soul he is. We should be very, very careful not to offend anyone. Not to put anybody into distress. It's not proper. If I'm really serious to make progress on the path of devotion, if I want to make progress on the path of bhakti, then I should not offend anyone. And actually, one is materially very opulent, like Indra. One has a big post. Indra is the king of the heaven, and he didn't care for his guru. The material things, material opulence, material enjoyment drives us crazy. As I mentioned earlier, you know, that Krishna has made this computer long back. It is a computer. There is a memory inside this computer, and so many screws are there. And one is, after sense enjoyment, those screws become loose. Then he cannot think properly. Too much sense enjoyments. Screws become loose, cannot think properly, you know. And then he only offenses and violence and nonsense and this and that. So, thank you very much for listening. I won't go further. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any question, any comments anybody has, please feel free to ask. Yes. Who is the offender? Oh my God. Because you offended Nityananda. But I Madai. How I can be delivered?
forgives. Devotees. Forgive him.
Very good.
Yeah, if he's offensive, very good point you made. Thank you for that. Wonderful. Yes, what's your name? Yes, Ramji. Those? Yeah. Thank you, Ram. Any other question from mother's side? Yes, Prabhu. Point for home, for the Gurukul. Point, what point you make to them? Why don't you come to the temple? No, actually, kids need to be trained, you know, from the very beginning. They need to be put into the Gurukul. You know, some ups and downs are there, but Gurukul system is given to us by Prabhupada. And we should improve the system. And kids should go to Gurukul. They need to be trained. Otherwise, you know, parents, if they cannot deliver their dependence, then very dangerous for them. It's mentioned in the Shastra, if one cannot deliver his dependence, then he should not become the dependent. If Guru cannot deliver his disciple, he should not become the Guru. They should be trained, they should be told, they should be explained. Very important. Okay. Thank you and see you, all of you, tomorrow. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, all of you ki, Hare Krishna.